Streaming on WRJN, sponsored by the UW Organ and Tissue Donation Center. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more.
And just rest. Don't you wish you can give those to somebody? I'd like to give them to myself. 8 o'clock now at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Here's CBS News.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A temporary U.S. brokered ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah kicked in overnight. Thousands of people are streaming back to their homes in southern Lebanon. CBS's Deborah Patta is in northern Israel.
In the early hours of this morning, the guns fell silent. Now the tense 60-day wait to see if this holds. During this period, Israel must withdraw from Lebanon and Hezbollah retreat north of the Litani River while Lebanese troops and UN forces keep the peace.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells CBS Mornings.
One thing that this deal does is it ensures that Hezbollah cannot rebuild the terrorist infrastructure in the south that threatens Israel.
People are headed home for Thanksgiving en masse. This Harvard grad student is waiting for a flight from Boston to Puerto Rico.
Excited to see my family, and of course, always traveling on holidays get my anxiety up a little bit, but it's so far so good.
Transportation analysts predict car traffic will be worst between 1 and 5 p.m. As for the weather, meteorologist Craig Allen.
My expectation is that travel is definitely going to be challenging. It will be hampered by rain and or snow and possibly some severe weather in the south, covering almost, I would say, 80 to 90% of the eastern half of the nation, east of the Mississippi River Valley.
President-elect Trump has filled out his economic team. CBS's Chanel Call.
Kevin Hassett has been tapped for National Economic Council Director. Hassett was chair of Trump's Council of Economic Advisors previously. Trump's U.S. trade representative choice is international trade attorney Jamison Greer. Trump says Greer was instrumental in imposing tariffs on China during his first term.
Australia's House of Representatives has approved the world's first ban on social media for kids under 16. It would make platforms like TikTok and X subject to fines of up to $33 million if they fail to prevent children from holding accounts. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
We're doing more than setting a new minimum age of 16 for social media. We are setting a new community standard, making it clear that social media companies have a social responsibility.
The nation's Senate has the final say. Federal prosecutors here say a man was arrested at the airport in L.A. after he tried to check two suitcases through to Australia. The problem, they say screening officers found the clothing inside caked in methamphetamine, including a cow pajama onesie. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It didn't take long for the release of body camera footage from the Racine County bus incident yesterday. You see the first deputy approach the bus driver who was already out of the overturned bus.
Are you the only person?
Yes, there's no children.
Okay, good.
It's on my way to work and we'll pick up the kids.
No kids were on the school bus that collided with another car at Highway 36 and Wind Lake Road yesterday. That bus flipped and landed in a small pond. The 65-year-old owner of the historic Burlington mansion that burned down has a history of legal troubles. Court records show assault and alcohol-related violations. Potential charges related to the fire are pending for Robert Staten. Racine County prosecutors have not yet filed formal charges as an investigation continues. It's now the 15th annual Dan and Ray's Rendering Thanks Thanksgiving Dinner. It's being held at Racine's Festival Hall tomorrow from 10 to 1. It provides free meals to those in need. If you'd like to volunteer, you can find information at WRJN.com. Public Works won't be getting your garbage on Thanksgiving Day in Racine and Kenosha. Racine's pickup schedule will be adjusted going forward, while Kenosha will collect Thursday's trash on Friday and catch up on Saturday. There are tree lighting ceremonies across Kenosha County this weekend. The city event is Friday at Veterans Memorial Park. The county event is at Pets Park Saturday. Both events feature live music, food, and activities for kids. And Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season opened with just over 89,000 deer registered during the opening weekend. That's an almost 2% decrease from last year. No hunting accidents have been reported. The season continues through Sunday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks win in Miami. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 106-103 victory over the Heat. Just before the game, Giannis had to drop out with a swollen knee. Guard Damian Lillard.
They said he wasn't going to be in the lineup. I needed to come out and be in attack mode and just try to make things happen and just have that energy.
Lillard led with 37 points, 12 assists. The Bucks now 9-9. NFL, it's the Packers and the Dolphins tomorrow night. The forecast for Green Bay, cloudy, windy. What's it like playing quarterback in the cold? Jordan Love.
In the cold? I don't mind. I mean, it is what it is. You know, being here in Green Bay, it's going to be cold, and you got to go out there and play in whatever the conditions might be. So playing here, we practice in the weather every day, in the cold, especially a team coming from Miami. You know, I'll take that any day.
It was sunny and 81 in Miami, so how do you get a team ready for 25 degrees at Lambeau?
I was just going to carry ice cubes in my pockets and throw them at players all week.
That's the Dolphins head coach, Mike McDaniel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Some pretty good travel weather this holiday weekend, but grab the warm coat because it's going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy, 42. Flurries tonight, 27. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, 35, with colder highs in the mid to upper 20s by Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
I got punched in the face at a sports bar, which completely threw me off because it was a complete surprise. I'm sitting at the table. I'm eating my food. This college football fan come over to me. This dude get in my face. He goes, "Hey, buddy, round here, we don't like the Florida Gators." He punches me off the stool. I'm like, "Dude, I'm not a Gator fan." "Yes, you are. You got that little Gator right there on your jacket. This is Izod Lacoste, dummy. This is clothing. This is that logo. What kind of dummy are you? You do slap somebody for wearing Crocs? Calm the hell down, man." But that's how some sports fans are. They just take it too far. They love their teams. They love their athletes. I was at a bar one night. Swimming highlights came on the big screen. Some dude jumped up. He goes, "Swimming is the number one sport in America." Really? You gonna tell me that swimming is more popular than basketball or football? I never race home to my computer just to check my fantasy swim league stats. I never done that. Never been sitting up getting drunk with my boys watching Monday Night Swimming. I ain't never had that happen. I'm not saying that swimming isn't fun, but you want to make swimming fun to watch? Put a gator in the pool. How about that?
Sam and Dave, Soul Man. Remember when Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi did that song as part of the Blues Brothers routine? They did a good version of it. It's 8:10, local news and timeless hits at WRJM. Well, in a recent poll, 29% of hosts said they'll ask their guests to bring part of the meal, while 16% will ask them to share the expense, like shooting over some cash. A lot of hosts won't ask guests to bring anything, just yourselves, but etiquette experts say you should ignore that. Bring something anyway, even if it's just a bottle of wine, some craft beer, or some nice cheese and fancy crackers. That said, if you're asked to bring something specific, bring that and only that. Thanksgiving is not the time to go rogue. I've never been to the party where they actually said to me, fork over some cash if you want to eat Thanksgiving dinner. You ever have that? I've never had that before. 8:11, local news, time to set to WRJN. We're looking for a cloudy sky today. Maybe a slight chance of snow and rain tonight. Right now, cloudy and 33 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Heaven, you know I love. a stranger in the black sedan. I won't hop inside my car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. But now I'm sure you know that I love you. I need you. Need you, won't you? I got to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love. God in heaven, you know I love
Hides of March.
You.
Vehicle. There you go. It's 8:17, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. All right, if you're flying for Thanksgiving, you want to bring the entire meal with you, the TSA's got you covered. Now, they put it on, you know, they put out a list of Thanksgiving foods that you can and cannot bring through security. Here are some of the foods you can bring through on a plane. A whole Thanksgiving turkey that includes raw, cooked, frozen, whatever you want. You can also carry on a ham. Stuffing, cooked or uncooked, it's allowed. Macaroni and cheese, allowed too. Green bean casserole, any casserole is okay as long as it's not too liquidy. Fresh fruits and veggies, want to bring a bag of potatoes and several heads of broccoli, go for it. Pies, homemade or store-bought, in general, most desserts are okay. Now, here's what you cannot carry on a plane. Gravy. Even if it's thick or frozen, it's still a liquid. You have to check it. Could you imagine putting that in your bag? A thing of gravy. And when you get to your destination, imagine what that would look like. Cranberry sauce. Both kinds are considered spreadable, so it's too liquidy to carry on. Jellies and jams also have to be checked. Canned vegetables. Now, there's usually too much liquid in there, so that's got to be checked. Maple syrup. Got to be checked. And alcohol. Now, that one's pretty obvious, but a lot of people still try to bring it through. Now, you can buy stuff at the duty-free store, but you can't take bottles of or cans of wine, beer, cider, or any type of booze through a TSA line. So there you go. That's what you can bring and what you can't bring. What you can hear right now is Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a binge-worthy new series, check out The Day of the Jackal. The show stars Eddie Redmayne, who plays the Jackal and can snipe from 2 miles away. You heard that right. The Jackal is pursued by British detective Bianca Pullman, played by Lashana Lynch. The show is reviewed incredibly well and has already been picked up for season two, with 2 or 3 episodes still to drop in season one. If there is any music that is synonymous with Christmas, it's the Nutcracker. If you're in the Madison area and looking for some good live entertainment and have never seen this show, I highly recommend it. The ballet with Sugar Plum Fairies and Waltzing Flowers first debuted December 18, 1892 in St. Petersburg, Russia, and still sells out all over the world 130 years later. You can see The Nutcracker December 13th through the 22nd at the Overture Center in Madison. Tickets are on sale now and will go fast. They start at just $25. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Heard locally at AM 540 WAUK.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh baked special order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Congratulations on your state high school football championship from WRJN to everyone, the coaches and student athletes at St. Catharines High School. It was a great game, as Dick Rusefa called it.
And that's the ball game. The final score, St. Catharines 26, Baldwin Woodfield 22. St. Cats wins its second state title in football in 6 years.
And we were proud to carry the game here on WRJN. Keep listening for more high school sports as the basketball season gets underway. Dick Rusefa and DG Sports teaming up with WRJN for all the action this season.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin.
Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
The MGs, Green Onions, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Don't forget today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day on Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. The big holiday season starts tomorrow, but you can save big today on a beautiful necklace, engagement ring, or other fine jewelry for that special someone. Looking for a one-of-a-kind piece? Von Hassel Jewelers has been designing and crafting custom-certified jewelry for over 20 years. Go to WRJN.com, and when you're there, click on the Big Deals banner. Purchase $100 gift certificates today for just $50. I'm no mathematician, but I think that's half price, right? Yeah. Today only, WRJN Big Deals at WRJN.com. Yeah, that is half price, right? So if you get a $100 gift certificate for $50, that's half off, right? Yeah. All right. Dusty Springfield, son of a preacher man now.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. together and we started talking. Cousin Billy would take me walking. All through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Misunderstood. Well, a new study found that men using dating apps prefer blue eyes, and women tend to look for matches with hazel eyes. Hey, I have hazel eyes. It's 8:30. Here's Stuart with the news.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Body camera from the first deputy on the scene has already been released in connection to that bus flipping over yesterday in Racine County.
You see the deputy approaching the driver standing next to the overturned bus.
Are you the only person?
Yes, there's no children.
Okay, good.
It's on my way to work and we'll pick up the kids.
A routine morning took an unexpected turn when the school bus collided with a Pontiac at Highway 36 and South Wind Lake Road yesterday. It's in the town of Norway. The impact caused the bus, which was empty except for the driver, to overturn and come to a rest on its roof in a small pond. An investigation is underway. The driver's all right. A Turkey Day trash reminder. Public Works won't be picking up your garbage tomorrow. In Racine, your pickup day will be adjusted going forward. In Kenosha, they'll pick up Thursday trash on Friday and catch back up on Saturday. Kenosha County is getting lit up this weekend. It won't be through a bottle, but through the power grid, when the city and county officials hold their official tree lighting ceremonies. The city is doing theirs in a new place at Veterans Memorial Park. That's at 52nd Street and 6th Avenue. It'll get plugged in on Friday. The Kenosha County tree gets lit Saturday during an event at Pets Park. Both events feature live music, food, and activities for the littles. Some in southeastern Wisconsin have the opportunity to win a $100 Visa gift card by just answering a few questions. It's a survey aimed at enhancing local natural resource protection efforts. The survey, open until December 1st, encourages people to provide feedback that will help the Root Pike Watershed Initiative to improve its efforts. It's open to those in Racine and Kenosha counties, plus a few in Milwaukee County, including Oak Creek, New Berlin, and Greendale. Search Root Pike Survey for more. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. Some pretty good travel weather this holiday weekend, but grab the warm coat because it's going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy, 42. Flurries tonight, 27. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, 35, with colder highs in the mid to upper 20s by Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
If you had only one tooth, would you brush it longer? I think I would stay on it for several minutes, aren't you? You know what you want to watch out for? A brain surgeon with Born to Lose tattooed on his hands. If you fall asleep on a couch in a house where a woman is present, when you wake up, you will have a blanket on you. If somebody is really stupid and they turn senile, how do you know? Well, I'll leave you with two thoughts. You've been kind. First of all, George Washington's brother was the uncle of our country. And try to remember that the day after tomorrow is the third day of the rest of your life. Thank you very much, everybody.
Goes on, the beat goes on, drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain, la-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. Goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket.
Uh-huh. And
to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Sonny and Cher, and the beat goes on. 8:37, local news and timeless hits, WRJM. So a study found people would be willing to pay an average of $7,751 to live one extra year. That means each day we're only putting a value on our lives of $21. $21 a day, that's all we're worth. According to this, anyway. Yeah, it's 8:38, WRGM, local news and timeless hits.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you.
Not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe, means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
I love the colorful clothes.
clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
This before that sound you're hearing there, that little science fiction woo, it's called a theremin, and it's been used in a lot of sci-fi movies back in the 1950s. And Brian Wilson got a hold of that sound. He got a hold of a theremin, the instrument that makes that noise. It gets its name from the guy who invented it, theremin, and he used it on that song. And I don't think it's been used on any other song. Just Good Vibrations. All right, got a new poll here. They asked if you can have one utensil for the rest of your life. That's kind of an odd question, but if you can have one utensil for the rest of your life, which would you choose? Spoon, fork, whatever. 23% said a spoon, 22% said a fork, 22% said a spork. That's that spoon-fork combo you get at, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken. 18% said what I would have said, a knife. I mean, you want a knife. If you're the rest of your life, how are you going to cut anything? So 18% said a knife. Only 4% said they want chopsticks.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. The holiday season starts tomorrow, but you can save big today on a beautiful necklace, engagement ring, or other fine jewelry for that special someone. Looking for a one-of-a-kind piece? Von Hassel Jewelers has been designing and crafting custom certified jewelry for over 20 years. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $100 gift certificate for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Walking on down the line.
different words to that song, huh? Kind of one-sentence song, but it was a hit. 8:51, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, welcome Dan Marcus this morning. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum kicks off at 9 o'clock this morning. Great memories with Dan Marcus this morning. Local news and timeless hits all day long at WRJN. And by the way, following Dan at 2 o'clock, the legendary Kurt Bowman, right here. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN with Simon and Garfunkel.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
Dream on me at night.
Actually launched three careers of rock and roll's most famous guitarist. Eric Clapton was a member of the group, Jeff Beck was a member, and Jimmy Page a member, but they were never together in the group. Eric Clapton left in 1965, Jeff Beck joined then. Jeff Beck left in 66, Jimmy Page joined then, but they never worked together in the Yardbirds, but the hits continued on. Okay, I want to tell you a quick story here about this young woman in Florida. She received an award for bravery after she fought off a guy who had tried to steal a purse of another woman. They were getting into the car outside a store, and the guy knocked this woman down. So the young woman kept punching him in the head until he ran off, and the security footage of the whole thing. Cops arrested the guy 2 days later. Now, what I didn't tell you was the girl who punched the guy in the head over and over again was 9 years old. And the woman she saved was her mother. Sounds like Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, doesn't it? Hey, coming up next, we want to welcome a brand new person. Well, he's not brand new. He's an older guy. But he's brand new to us. Dan Marcus is going to be here in just a moment with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum all day long until 2 o'clock. He'll be here every weekday from 9 to 2. I'm Don Rosen. I will be here Thanksgiving morning, and with me, spending the entire time in the studio, will be 4th District Alder David Mack. So that should be fun. All right, it's just about 9 o'clock. You keep it right here for the Dan Marcus Wax Museum straight ahead at WRJN. Have yourself a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Traffic is bumper to bumper in southern Lebanon. Cars piled high with suitcases and mattresses after a U.S. brokered ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah took effect early today. Correspondent Deborah Pata is in northern Israel.
Lack of trust has not stopped thousands of Lebanese civilians hitting the road down south. Everyone desperate to go back home, despite warnings from both Israel and